second wave of proposed Chinese trade restrictions could hit more Indiana industries. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Samantha Horton reports, the additional list includes one of Indiana's staple crops, soybeans.
Purdue Agriculture Professor Wally Tyner and a colleague studied the possible impact the tariff like the one announced would have on the U.S. Tyner says if the 25% soybean tax sticks, the long-term impact will not just be felt by soybean farmers.
Basically, other countries take U.S. market for soybeans. That means soybean production and prices fall here. And since ag commodity prices tend to move together, that means that corn prices fall.
The overall U.S. economy would take about a $3 billion hit annually, he says, and would be felt in the Hoosier state.
Since soybeans are so important to Indiana agriculture, anything that adversely affects soybeans is going to adversely affect Indiana farmers.
No start date for the soybean tariff has been announced. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Samantha Horton.